Well, bus delays and cancellations are an ongoing issue in Ottawa. Last month, the CBC's Arthur White-Crummy spoke to OC Transpo Interim Director of Transit Service Delivery, Troy Charter, about the problem.
Recently, we've seen an increase in the number of buses that have been unavailable for service. It's not necessarily a new problem, but it's just a culmination of issues that we've been managing. And, you know, we've seen an increase in undelivered trips post-Christmas. So, I mean, when we have challenges with our bus availability, that impacts the number of trips we're able to provide. So, yes, it's part of the scheduled service that customers are seeing. And we're having to make some tough decisions on canceling some service. And we know that's not only frustrating for customers, it's impactful and disruptive. And that's not the level of service we want to provide.
City Councillor Stephanie Plante says the cancellations and delays are affecting residents of her ward, Rideau Vanier, more than any other ward. On Friday, she shared her concerns in a letter to OC Transpo. And this morning, Councillor Plante joins me in studio. Good morning.
Bonjour. Good morning.
So why is it that your residents are affected more than others? Talk to us about that.
Right. So Rideau Vanier is sort of sandwiched between two, I would say even three other urban wards. And most of our buses snake through other areas of the cities. We don't have any sort of exclusive buses that just sort of come into our neighborhood. And so we are reliant on cancellations if they happen in other areas, if they happen in our area. And we're also reliant on the students, especially are reliant on the LRT to be able to get to class on time. So all the issues affecting the bus, all the issues affecting the LRT. They affect residents in Ward 12. And I have to remind people all the time that most people in Ward 12, they are shift workers. They are stocking shelves at the grocery store. They're not necessarily always your typical 9-to-5 commuter. A lot of them are very low income. They don't have the capacity to just call an Uber, call a taxi, or even just work from home because they are frontline workers. So it affects us big time, and my inbox reflects that.
Are there particular routes that are most concerning that you're looking at?
Probably the 6, 7, and the 12, and I would probably say the 19 as well. They go through Councillor Troster's ward, Councillor Minard, and Councillor King's ward. Now, back in 2023, both Councillor King, Councillor Troster, and I held like a virtual town hall, the three of us, because we do have an issue where we do share a lot of bus routes, and we wanted to hear from people in all three wards. And sort of the new ways to bus is sort of a reflection of that, because we wanted to reconfigure some of the routes. But I would say we've been very, very proactive in Ward 12. I approved bus-only lanes on Montreal Road. On Rideau, we're hoping to approve some for MacArthur and Beechwood, but I do share those streets with Councillor King, so I have to talk to him first. We want to do some priority lights as well. We've given the green light to OC Transpo to do that, so that way when a bus comes to a light, they can change the light, and so they can just keep going. They don't have to sit there and wait with the rest of traffic. I'm doing whatever I can, but I need the system to function properly.
And do you really believe that your ward is disproportionately affected by the challenges that we're seeing right now versus any, you know, Barrhaven or anyone that's sort of far flung out as well?
Oh, I know it is. I'm absolutely positive it is. We have the most cancellations. If you look at the list of cancellations, they are the routes that do come into Ward 12. And I always like to say, you know, yes, we do have a lot of challenges in Ward 12, but people are reliant on that bus or that LRT to get to class, to get to work, to get to their appointments. I have a lot of PSWs that work in Ward 12 who haven't been able to get to their appointments on time. Just the statistics alone show that my ward is disproportionately
affected.
And
so what are you hearing in your inbox? How many people are you hearing from and what are they saying?
So people don't just complain about public transit. I like to say they complain in HD, okay? Because they give you very explicit rundown details about how long they waited at the stop, what they were late for, what they missed out on, how much money they could have made, et cetera, what the Uber cost them per hour versus what they were making. People are just very knowledgeable about their personal finance and their personal circumstances. And I'm very sensitive to that, because these are people who, again, they don't necessarily have a lot of options to just, you know, take their laptop and work from home.
Do you have an example of one of the emails, like, without naming anybody, of course?
Yeah. So the example I gave earlier about PSWs, I have several of them that work in a lot of, that live in a lot of the OCH buildings that I have in my ward. I hear from them all the time. And let me tell you, I have 49,000 students that go to the University of Ottawa, and they have been very, very vocal about the lack of bus service and the lack of LRT and the delays. You know, it's not like they're their classes, you know, their classes aren't virtual. Their classes start at a specific time and they have to be there on time. So, yeah, there's a lot.
You've heard the challenges, I know, from from the interim director about there being waiting for the electric buses to come online, waiting for more mechanics or hiring. They're on this aggressive recruitment campaign. And yet we keep having these things happen. We hear the apologies. So given everything that we know about the challenges, I mean, what solutions are there in your mind?
So there's two motions coming up at council next week from Councillor Minard and one from Councillor Devine about refunds. And I've been sort of digging a little bit about this. You know, some jurisdictions do refunds, but those jurisdictions, for the ones that do the refunds, they are private transit systems. And that, I think your guest talked about this last week. That's very, I didn't even know there were private transit systems. Oh, there, you know, that was a new one for me. So, and then there was Councillor Minal's motion, which is looking into it. But I think the thing that I hear the most often from people is they just want the system to work. So I'm hoping to kind of nudge a lot of my council colleagues for things like the bus-only lanes. We desperately need that on Bank Street. Cough, cough, Bank Street, let's go. And we desperately need the priority signaling. You know, because I don't necessarily hear complaints about the fares. I do hear complaints about not getting to their job on time or getting fired because they were late for so many days in a row, et cetera, et cetera. So I have some reading and some research to do, but you know, the refunds aren't necessarily solutions, and I'd like to focus on solutions.
I know you're also planning to table an inquiry at the next Transit Commission meeting. What is that about?
So I want to know what goes into the factors in decision-making when they are canceling routes. So, you know, they do cancel routes and they decide which ones to cancel based on the availability of buses and drivers and mechanics, etc. How do they prioritize which routes to cancel? I have, you know, only 30% of residents in Ward 12 have a car. So a lot of people are very reliant on transit. Why are routes that disproportionately affect the downtown core, especially Ward 12, being canceled when maybe in other areas there's certain ways we could reconfigure things? I actually don't know the answer to that, but I will be putting an inquiry forward so I can get some answers, and then I'll have hopefully some answers for my constituents.
And did you ever get a response to your letter to Troy Charter?
Not yet.
Okay. What are you hoping he says? Because as I said, we've had him on the show and we've heard the apologies and you know, at a certain point, it can get exhausting to hear the same answers and not have the system function the way he even says it should be functioning. So what do you hope to hear from him?
Well, I hope to just have some sort of plan, something I can bring into the next election and say, look, we are going to be doing X, Y, Z. Myself, I'm also offering a scholarship for any high school student that goes into the skilled trades. We know that we need, not just, by the way, in our transit system, but we need skilled trades across the board. So I am doing what I can on my end to try to encourage the system and get the system to function properly, but it's definitely a long slog, that's for sure.
I just want to mention the bus lanes on Bank Street. Has that been green lit yet, or we're still waiting? Because bus lanes on Bank Street, I know there's going to be some pushback for that, right?
Well, we have them at peak times on the Rideau and Montreal Road. So from 3 until 5 and from 8 until 10, we have bus-only lanes. Now, I just want to stress it's not perfect. There's still people that park. They get their tickets. But the stats have shown me it actually does improve the frequency and the speed of the buses, and they do get to where they need to go on time. But I'm sort of sandwiched in between two areas that don't have that. So we really need to get this off the ground as soon as possible in all areas of the city, not just downtown, you know, on Carling and other areas as well.
Okay, Stephanie Plante, thank you very much for dropping by.
Merci beaucoup.
Stephanie Plante is the councillor for Ottawa's Rideau-Vanier Ward, and she plans to table her inquiry at the next Transit Commission meeting on February 12th.